Now, as we mark 1 year since Kabul fell to the Taliban, we check in on a program put together by an academic at Stanford lining up new homes for Afghan scholars across the U.S. Here's KQED's Rachel Miro.
The first thing you should know about Halima Kazem Stoyanovich is that she was once a refugee herself.
My family came as Afghan political refugees in 1980-81, what I call the first migration of Afghans into the United States.
They settled in San Jose just before she started kindergarten. Today, she is an oral historian on Afghanistan at Stanford's Hoover Institution. But for 10 years, she was a journalism and human rights professor at San Jose State and its Human Rights Institute.
I trained more than, 300 journalists in the last 20 years in Afghanistan. Many became wonderful friends.
As Kabul fell to the Taliban this time last year, her WhatsApp and Signal accounts blew up.
Hundreds of messages. Things like, how do we get out of here? Can you send money? I can't go home. You know, journalists saying, everything I've said about the Taliban is recorded. It's on the internet. It's public. They're in hiding. A lot of them smashed their SIM cards.
One photographer she knew dug a hole in his yard to bury his awards, including his Pulitzer Prize. Kazem Stoyanovich reached out to her network here in the U.S. to help Afghan academics and journalists get out of the country, but also get here. And so she began the Afghan Visiting Scholars Program.
Not only to come here, but continue their public-facing work.
Now she has a list of roughly 130 people waiting for academic visas, many of them in Pakistan, India, and Turkey. Others are already in the U.S. on humanitarian parole, which allows them to stay for 2 years. How many scholars has she found placements for so far? About 15.
Because universities work very slowly. Those wheels don't turn very fast.
Neither do federal immigration authorities, swamped with a surge of applications. Masuma Mohammadi has been at San Jose State for all of 5 months now, by way of Turkey.
Afghan women have been completely removed from the structure of life in Afghanistan.
Her work as a journalist and women's rights activist made her a target of the Taliban, but also her research detailing the persecution of the ethnic Hazara in Afghanistan is work she could never do, let alone publicize, there. And no one can do this work as well as Mohammadi can.
We don't hear stories from people, stories from victims, what situation they are living under, and what's the problems, what's their request from U.S., from international community, and in this way, we raise their voices.
She's hoping against hope that the international community will not lose interest in Afghanistan now that the U.S. military is pulled out. But in the meantime, she and her family are able to live safely and unsilenced. I'm Rachel Miro, KQED News.
And I'm Brian Watt. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.